The use of steam to heat treat HLB-infected citrus trees looks promising, University of Florida scientist Reza Asani said during Tuesday's Florida Citrus Growers Institute at Avon Park. Asani discusses the temperatures and durations that seem to work.
We have been using steam for about a year so far, and based on what we have seen so far, it seems 136 degree Fahrenheit for 30 seconds is a promising result.
Asani says his group has built treatment units for trees up to 10 feet tall.
The previous equipment that we were using had only able to cover 6 feet tall trees. Now we are building machines that can cover up to 10 feet tall trees, and these are very mobile equipment that can be handled with one person. With our previous machine, we were able to do 100 trees per day, and that's about 8 hours of working per day. Obviously, if you put two shifts, then you can increase that number.
Asani suggests ways to get started with steam thermotherapy.
A lot of growers actually come and talk to me, and I basically show them how I put my machine together, and there are three other companies commercially building right now. They can refer to those existing company, or they can contact me and come and look at my machine. If they have some of these larger company, they have ability to build machine there on their own staff. So components are commercially available, so they can buy it and put it together on their own. The one that is actually actively selling is a company called Scoring Ag, but there are two other companies that are building new machines. So I'm not sure if there's actually available for purchase. One is Premier Energy, another one is Ag Harvesters.
The scientist offers some final tips for the use of steam thermotherapy.
Be very careful using a steam. Steam is very, if you don't follow the exact time and temperature, you can easily kill the trees. Following the exact time and temperature is very critical to achieve the result. One thing that I've also mentioned is that after heat treatment, you get new leaves and new flush. And it's very, very important that you have a good psyllid and leaf miner control program in place. Otherwise, you don't see much effect.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.